Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with T. Waldman Williams about Knoxville's upcoming celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Iowa flag.
We're starting the a passport where you can get from the library that you can go down around. There's six places around the town that really highlight some of the things around Dixie. For instance, there's at Knoxville Graceland Cemetery. That's where her gravesite is. And there was a young I don't know if she was in high school at the time, but she told her father, we should really do something about Dixie Cornell's grave and put her flag there. And so every year since then, she and her father, and now her father, put a flag at that grave site. And thankfully to Kay, you can see the arrows to get there. And so we want you to take a selfie of yourself at each one of these sites. And I'll mention the other site. Inside the courthouse is a large picture of her. And so you take a selfie there with her picture. There's the rock, the Freedom Rock, that is at Young's Park. And there's a memorial plaque outside on the southeast corner of the courthouse. And would you believe, Bybee Davis Funeral Home is also a site. That's where they started the Mary Marion chapter for DAR. And Dixie was the one who helped move that along. And so be outside of the house. You can't see the plaque inside. But take a picture of your selfie there. And then, the Freedom Rock. And then there's the rock at the chamber. That's the other one I forgot. The rock at the chamber, because that's where Dixie grew up. She was there. That was her second house when she, at the age of eight, it burned down. And then her father and family built up the brick one that's standing there today. So it's a historical site. So that's going on with the passport. But you can get that at the library. And pick it up, take your selfie, and take it back to them before March 27th, so like on the 26th. Finish it all up, get to the library, and you'll be put in for three drawings, okay? So that's one of the things. The other thing that we have going on is that on March 29th itself at 10:30 at the Capitol Rotunda in Des Moines, Marla Souter, who is the state regent for the Iowa Society of the Daughters of American Revolutions, they're going to have, the governor is going to read a proclamation, and then they commissioned a scarf, and that'll be presented to the governor. At 3:00 on March 29th, that's a Monday, Mayor Hatch will read and sign a proclamation naming a week on behalf of the 100th anniversary. Knoxville High School, a small ensemble, is going to perform the official Iowa song and then one that was officially written just for the flag. Okay, I don't think they're the easiest songs to sing personally, but I'm glad the high school is going to sing it because they have some great singers. Marla Souter will make a, there'll be storyboards there. You can actually see the storyboards about Dixie, but she's going to be there presenting the information. And this just tells her family and other things. Right now, we just finished up essays that we had with sixth graders, and we had them write about what does the Iowa flag mean to me? And so three of the top winners will be reading their essays, and it'll be over Zoom. And I think it's going to be videographed, too, by Kurt Schwanebeck, which I'm happy about. One of the things that I think is important is that Nancy Toll and Susan Hicks are great nieces of Dixie Gephardt. Susan lives here and Nancy in Wisconsin. And I hope Nancy will have to do it because of COVID, will do it by Zoom or something else. So they'll get to participate. So we have a coloring contest going on for different age groups, including adults, and you can get a ribbon for that. So it shows, it gets a little bit more difficult as you get older. So those are things that are going on. There is going to be an art exhibit by Cindy Gordon. And Cindy Gordon is a friend and an illustrationist for a book that I'm doing on Dixie Gephardt. And so her art is going to be displayed at the library. Other things that are going on, Kay Jensen could talk to people about PEO, which is a society that really helps women, young girls and women get scholarships and help advance their desire to be educated. And so you have to be invited to apply for this scholarship, but it's pretty difficult. One other thing that's going on right now and until the end of March, Roseland, none of all of this. I mean, you couldn't do it without any of these folks helping us. But at the library is this amazing Iowa Woman traveling exhibit. And it's really incredible. It was done, published by Ray Gunn, and Katie Schwalwell, who's a doctor, wanted to look at some of the women that are have done a lot in Iowa. And if you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to do it. But if you go around and read it, all the different displays, you can actually get one of the books for free about the amazing Iowa women by asking the librarians if you could have one of two sheets to fill out. And if you do get it all filled out correctly, then you can get one of the books. There's a limited number of books. There's only like 45 or 40 left. So I would encourage you to go down now and fill these out and get one of these amazing books. I filled it out and I'm keeping mine. But some of the people that have really meant so much to this, besides Rosalind Thompson, a director at the library, and Marla Suter, Angie Hartzell has been very involved too, because she's kind of fronting our way at the down at the Capitol, and of course Kay Jensen. But behind the scenes, we have Dave Hoke at Marion County State Bank, Steve Woodhouse, who was also with Kay, did the critique for the essays, and Cindy Gordon. So we're just fortunate to have all of these talented people, not all of them from Knoxville, but to have these talented people who care so much. And we hope to keep some of this going in the future.
Thanks to T. Waldman Williams for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.